might go see a mountain, you say that mountain would be very difficult to
climb.
Right. But you say, but even though it is difficult, my neighbor did this last year. So what would you say? He
climbed it.
All right. But you have never
climbed it.
What would you ever use, scrunch down?
I think I might have used to when I was a child. Haven't used it in a long time.
Right. And then
scrooched is what I said.
Scrooched?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you go up to an altar, if during most wedding ceremonies, you have to go up to the altar and
you kneel.
All right. And then if someone did it, you would say they went to the altar and they
and knelt.
When mother's tired, she might say that she's going to
have a headache.
No, she'd say if she's going to go into the bedroom and
rest.
All right, rest. Or what is she going to do on the bed? Rest on the bed or what?
Lie down.
All right. And all morning, you might say, well, all morning she's been
in bed.
When you talk about something you saw in your sleep, usually it's bad to tell this before you eat breakfast the next morning, it's going to come true. You're talking about
a dream.
And last night, you might say, well, last night I had this horrible
dream.
Or that I
dreamed of.
Okay. You might say, I dreamed of something all of a sudden and I, sometimes a nightmare will cause you
to wake up.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, what might you be doing?
Stomping.
Okay. After a party, you might say to a girl, well, if you wanted to be with her until she got home, you say, well, can I
take you home?
All right. To get a boat up on land, you might tie a rope to it and what would you do to the rope? You take hold
pull
of
it.
And then when your car is stuck in the mud, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you
a push.
Right. Then if you're carrying a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of possibly saying, well, I carried it, you might say, what might you say other than carried?
I wouldn't, but I imagine some people would say I toted it.
Okay. How about lugged? Would you ever say
no,
that?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Do you ever say drug?
Drug a suitcase?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't say that.
Alright, and then if some children come in the house and they start playing with things that you're scared they're going to break,
yeah.
What might you tell them to?
Stop.
Alright. Or how would, if you wanted to warn them not to do it again, what would you say? Or if you didn't want a child to get too near the stove because it was hot,
yeah.
What might you tell
them? Say stay away from there.
Okay. Score a
touchdown.
Or what else might you call it? What
a goal?
Yeah. And then if children, if they're playing and they're playing a tag game, in order to not get caught, they might say they have to run back to what might they call the safe area.
Is it base?
Well,
I thought it was something else. I guess it must be base.
Their home. Is that what you're thinking of?
Guess I was, yeah.